From the Dallas Maintenance Base, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Every year, we hold a plane pull on the tarmac between our corporate headquarters and the Dallas Maintenance Base. What's a plane pull? Well, it's pretty much what it sounds like, using human power to pull one of our beautiful Boeing 737s 50 yards against the clock. Two teams, one winner. Here's how it played out. Well, I'm here at the 2009 plane pull. This is an event that's been going on now. This is the seventh year we've been doing this. This is all part of the AT&T Red River rivalry. That's the it's a football game that's been going on since 1900 between the University of Oklahoma Sooners and the UT University of Texas Longhorns. They have been playing this, like I said, more than 100 years, but we've been pulling a plane in celebration of this event for, this is, like I said, our seventh year. In the overall rankings of the football games, the UT is ahead in the long run, but in the plane pull, OU is absolutely crushing UT. OU has won 5 of the last 6 years, and hey, there's a Bevo running by, well, a guy in a Bevo suit anyway. OU has just crushed UT. They are 5-1 record over the last few years. But to give you an idea how long it might take to pull a plane 50 yards, these are two teams. Each team is made up of 10 people, and they pull one of our 737s 50 yards. It's from a dead stop. As soon as they hit that 50-yard marker, the time is stopped, and they reset the plane. They push the plane back. And to give you an idea, in 2007, UT pulled 44.6 seconds, and OU pulled a 54.4, so about a 10-second difference, big difference. But in 2008, last year, UT pulled 40.4, which I thought that was going to be the winner, but then OU came back with a 39.3 time. These planes weigh 83,000 pounds, approximately 83,000 pounds, and so it comes out to about 8,300 pounds per person. Can you speak with me real quick? These planes weigh 83,000 pounds. So
I got about 80 of that.
So your part is about 8,300 pounds. Do you see any problem with that?
No, not at all. I've been bulking up on the cinnamon rolls. I'm ready to go.
Now, speaking of someone, you're Lori from the Oklahoma. You're pulling for OU this year. And have you never done this before, I don't think.
I haven't got to pull. I'm so excited.
You got your gloves. You got your safety equipment. You know, safety is paramount here at Southwest. We do look for a we want a safe, fair plane pull. There's been controversy in the past over this year. I don't know if you're aware of this, Lori. You can see the terrain of this just for drainage is a slight incline. Well, if the plane is parked slightly down, you have to pull it a little bit uphill to get it going. And 83,000 pounds is a lot of weight to pull uphill. It's a lot of weight to pull downhill, frankly.
Yeah, well, you know what? That sounds like a bunch of whining to me.
Caleb, how's the helmet cam working?
Helmet cam's good. I've got it so tight that I think the circulation in my brain is cut off. But I think I'm going to turn it on when we run through the banners.
Yeah, I meant to do that.
Yeah, so, you know, they've got huge banners. It looks like a high school football game almost, but there's a lot of people strolling in here.
Yeah, you're pulling for the OU team. Are you pulling first or second this year? You know yet.
No, we don't. The coin toss will be here a little later, and I'm kind of hoping we go second.
All right, they've done the coin toss. Oklahoma won the coin toss. They elected to go second. And the 2009 UT-OU plane pull is underway. And UT can't even get it to move. They can't even get it to move. Is the brake on? Oh, dear. This is a repeat of several years ago when the plane was arced down the slope of the tarmac and they're having to pull it uphill just to get it started. What are your thoughts, Christy?
I think it looks like they're really struggling here.
It looks real. I feel like I want to go help them.
I know. We need a crowd participation.
Well, I don't know how much cheering is going to help. Maybe if 30 people got out there and help. Maybe if somebody helped push.
Maybe
you know?
We need to get from behind.
Can we get it from behind? Oh, dear. There we go. Now it's starting to move. Oh, dear. They finally got it going. They got it up that hill. They got it up that hill. Everybody watch out for the... Yeah, so move back, move back, move back. Yeah, it's really close. All right, the plane is coming quite close to the crowd right now. And it's going very slowly. Very, very slowly up to the 10-yard line now. And you can hear the APU as it goes past. And there it goes. This is the time. I think we have a record. You're on the OU team. Do you think you can beat that?
We think we do. We got the strategy. We got the guys towards the plane. And yeah, that's where you got to have them to get the plane going.
Well, in all fairness, they had that plane backed up in an arc, and they had to pull it uphill to get it started.
That's how I think we'll have it, too, though.
Well, we'll see. Good luck to you. We're seeing how many different forms of multimedia I can do at one time. I'm podcast. I'm shooting from that camera right over there. I'm shooting from that camera right there under the air, the landing gear. Christy is twittering as usual.
You need to do a Facebook update as well.
All right, OU is getting ready to pull. And they are off, and it looks as though the controversy of a few years ago is coming back to haunt both teams, although it seems to have haunted the team pulling for UT a little bit worse. Well, quite a bit worse. OU finally has this plane moving now. It is moving. They've got it going. They're making their way down this tarmac right here in the Dallas maintenance facility fairly smoothly, but considerably quicker than UT. And here comes the plane. Here comes the aircraft. It's moving, and they are pulling with all of their might, each one pulling approximately 8,300 pounds plus fuel. And there's at least some fuel on board. I hear the APU, the rear APU on. And there's the time. They're now done.
Yes!
Hey, can you tell me how much fuel might be on board?
I don't know.
You don't know? There's at least some because the APU's running.
Yeah, usually it's probably about 10, but I haven't been up there.
Yeah.
Good job!
Well,
OU, you pulled your time. Good job.
And that's where the recorder in my pocket got bumped. Probably by the camera I was holding, but the recording stopped. The end result, UT in a record-breaking, for slowest, 1:38, and OU in not a very impressive 1:04. So once again, the team pulling for OU took it and making the total series OU 6, UT 1. Now, to answer a few of the questions you may have after listening to that, the Lori that I spoke to who pulled for Oklahoma was Lori Rainwater. She's one of our vice presidents at Southwest. Nice lady and clearly pulls her weight around here. I spoke with Caleb, who was describing his helmet cam. Caleb works on our team. He was doing some videography. We taped a flip camera to a hard hat, and he and Brody from the Texas team had that on. Look for a video coming soon featuring that footage. And if you were timing at home, you may have noticed that the team pulling for UTs, their time seemed shorter than was actually on the recording. That's because it was so excruciating slow, it was hurting. Shortly after I asked the maintenance employee how much fuel was on the aircraft, he got back to me. It was 11,500 pounds, making the total weight more than 94,000 pounds, or 9,400 pounds each. By the way, that's about 2 Chevrolet Suburbans or 4 Mini Coopers each. Now if only OU could play football as well as they pull planes. Yes, UT beat OU again in the Red River rivalry on the Saturday following this plane pull. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. Boomer Sooner has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.